This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. President Ramchandra Pauril authenticates transitional justice-related bill. International community, including US, UK and European Union, have welcomed Nepal's move for finding logical conclusion to remaining tasks of peace process. Government appoints Ek Narayan Aryal as the new chief secretary. And at least 28 people killed and more than 24,000 relocated in Indian state of Gujarat since the start of the week after heavy rains led to massive flooding. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Pauril authenticated the transitional justice-related bill yesterday. The Office of the President stated that the President Pauril certified the bill designed to amend the commission of the investigation on the enforced disappeared persons and the Truth and Reconciliation Commission Act. The bill was submitted to the President for authentication following the endorsement by both the Houses of the Federal Parliament. Meanwhile, the international community has welcomed the adoption of the transitional justice-related bill in Nepal. The US, the UK, Switzerland, Australia, Norway, Japan, Finland, the European Union, Germany and France have welcomed the endorsement and the authentication of the transitional justice-related bill. Issuing a joint statement, the US Embassy in Nepal welcomed the government of Nepal's move to conclude the remaining task of the peace process, expressing their readiness to support Nepal for effective delivery through the Truth and Reconciliation Commission and the Commission on the Investigation of Enforced Disappeared Persons. The statement further mentions that the international community is committed to exploring possible mechanism to support the government of Nepal for the benefit of the victims. The government has decided to appoint Ek Narayan Aryal as the new Chief Secretary. Minister for Communications and Information Technology and spokesperson of the government, Prithvi Subbakurung, shared that Aryal had been appointed as the Chief Secretary with the effect from September 1st by the meeting of the Council of Ministers held yesterday. The meeting decided to appoint Dinesh DC from Ilam District as the Executive Chair of the Film Development Board. Similarly, it has decided to allow telecommunication service provider Ncell to pay the license renewal fee in 4 installments. Minister Gurung stated that from the second installment to the last installment, 10% interest rate would also have to be paid by Ncell. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has awarded national women volleyball players, coaches and a manager participating in the Kawa Women's Volleyball National League. At a program yesterday at the official residence of the Prime Minister in Balwatar, Prime Minister Oli distributed prizes to 14 players of the national women's volleyball team, Chief Coach Jagdish Prasad Bhatta, Assistant Coach Bharat Yadav, Manager Neelam Singh Bajachare and Physiotherapist Lokendra Kumar. Each player received 300,000 rupees, Chief Coach Bhatta received 200,000 rupees, while Assistant Coach Yadav, Manager Bajachare and Physio Kumar were provided with 120,000 rupees each. The Nepali team became the first runner-up with the best performance in the league held in Kathmandu on the first week of August. Flights on the Jomsom-Pokhara route were restored yesterday following a two-month halt. The air service connecting Pokhara, the capital of Gondiki province, and Jomsom, a famous tourist destination in Mustang district, had remained closed since the 1st of July due to adverse weather conditions. Chief of Jomsom Airport, Kesab Lamsal, said the service was resumed given the commencement of the autumn tourist season. Minister for Agriculture and Livestock Development, Ramnath Adhikari, has formed a 5-member task force to take stock of the health problems facing the farmers in some wards of Gandaki Rural Municipality in Gorkha District. Minister Adhikari formed a 5-member task force under the coordination of Senior Crop Protection Officer Manoj Pokhrel after it was reported in various media that the use of excessive pesticides in vegetable farming in some wards of Gandaki Rural Municipality had caused serious problems to the health of the farmers. It was reported that 61 vegetable farmers of the rural municipality had cancer and 15 had cases of kidney failure. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak has directed concerned agencies to curb artificial shortages, black marketing and price hikes and sales of substandard goods in the view of the upcoming festive season. During a discussion with stakeholders regarding the management, goods and market monitoring, the Home Minister also instructed them to ensure easy access and availability of goods for daily consumption. The Home Minister gave special instructions to control the price hike of goods during the major festivals, including Dasai, Tihar and Chhath. Three people have died and 26 others sustained injuries when a bus met with an accident on Surkhet Road off the Ratna Highway near Ranjachok in Bake District. The District Police Office Bake said the passenger bus heading towards Nepalganj from Dang met with the accident yesterday as the bus driver lost control over the bus. According to the police, the 26 injured are undergoing treatment at the Bheri Hospital in Nepalganj and at the Kohalpur Base Teaching Hospital. Minister for Health and Population, Pradeep Paudel, has vowed to increase the health insurance amount to 500,000 rupees. Addressing a ceremony held to mark the signing of a Memorandum of Understanding between Kosi Hospital in Biratnagar and Bharatpur Cancer Hospital yesterday. Bhaktapur Cancer Hospital in Bhaktapur, rather, yesterday. The health minister pledged to manage 31 billion rupees in lump sum to increase the insurance amount. Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Prithipi Subbakurung, has stressed the need for bringing a decent and systematized policy to safeguard Nepal's press sector. Talking to journalists yesterday, Communication Minister Gurung said the government had started carrying out homework for making press freedom and freedom of expression more dignified and systematic. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international update. At least 28 people have died and more than 24,000 have been relocated in the western Indian state of Gujarat since the start of the week after heavy rains led to massive flooding. According to the BBC, several rivers and reservoirs are overflowing as water levels have crossed the danger mark. The Indian Army and National Disaster Response Teams are carrying out relief and rescue operations in the worst hit areas. The state is on high alert as the weather department has predicted heavy rains to continue over the next few days. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall with thunder and lightning at one or two places of Kosi Province, Madhes Province and Gandaki Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. President Ramchandra Paudel authenticates transitional justice-related bill. International community, including US, UK and the European Union, welcome Nepal's move for finding logical conclusion to remaining task of peace process. Government appoints Ek Narayan Aryal as the new chief secretary and at least 28 people killed and more than 24,000 relocated in Indian state of Gujarat since the start of the week after heavy rains led to massive flooding. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.